So I think some of the really important, obviously this is just some of the numbers, but one of the things that I think is really important for us, it's according to the ratings that KPFK have an estimated black audience of 17% and an estimated Hispanic audience of 17%. Unfortunately, Apertan does not provide audience estimates for other ethnic or racial groups. If I can get through the report and then take questions, that would be helpful.
I think that's appropriate.
And if you just look, also I'm sorry, it's Armando. If somebody could answer this, he might be looking for that. also, to just remember that as much as these arbitrons are important to us, it's only one measuring stick. It's only one way of measuring the audience ratings. If you just go further down to the ratings, you can look at fall. You can see from since fall 2003 how KBFK's numbers had increased. In the fall of 2003, we went from 176 listeners, weekly listeners in the metro area, to 208,000. In the winter 2004, this was our major jump. We went from 138,000 listeners to 193,000 listeners between 6 a.m. and midnight. Spring 04.
No, you're reading.
This is under KPFA.
Yeah,
No. You got to read them from top to bottom.
Right.
It's the second column.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
It's okay.
It actually.
It's still good.
Yeah, actually, yes, you're right. From fall 2003, we went. Well, you can't compare fall to winter. You have to look at fall versus fall. So that's the way you look at the numbers. And if you look at the latest numbers, would be spring 04, right? I can send more numbers out as soon as we get the full package because these were the only numbers. But we've had significant increases since the fall of 2003 in our numbers. So that's all I'm going to say about the Arbitron. As I said, I haven't received the entire package of Arbitron numbers, except that we had an increase for the spring 04 of 8%. In the winter, I think it was 34%. On the technical issues, I think most of you have gotten the report on what was happening with XLNC. For those of you sitting here, XLNC, this is a different issue. XLNC is the station that broadcasts from a transmitter in Mexico that interferes with our signal area, particularly listeners in San Diego, Malibu, all the areas where we have mountains and other interferences don't get a signal there. One of the things we started talking to XLNC about 2 years ago was to apply for a transfer of frequency, which they weren't open to. So at this point, there's been an application that's been supported by the SCT, which is the equivalent of the FCC in Mexico. So the SCT has sent a letter to the FCC, and we are aware now that the FCC has received this letter that requests the transfer of XLNC or KPFK's signal. It's also important to acknowledge that XLNC has not really been forthcoming with information. I'm sure you read this report because the station, Radio Latina, that support the transfer is owned by the same owner of XLNC. So they weren't forthcoming in the meeting that I had with them a couple of weeks ago. I think the answer is that we can get a transfer of frequency here. So right now a letter is going to go off this week from our attorney to the FCC, and then we'll wait it out. But everybody and everything is in place to make this move happen, because for the first time in the 2 years that we've been trying to negotiate the situation, the Mexico government is in support of the transfer, which we haven't had before. So it's just, yeah.
Excellent.
So we'll move on that. You all are aware that our studio project is now completed. It's fully operational. This, a lot of people ask, where does this money come from? This was a matching grant between KPFK and the NTIA, which is part of the CPB. It's another portion of a CPB grant. And this grant was The application was filed in 1997, whoever was managing the station then. The money was paid out to the station in 1999. Between 1999 and the early 2000, the station wasn't able to raise the money to match the grant. So over the last 2 years, because of our listener support, we were able to raise the money, build the studios, and complete this. The studio, the grant was for just more than $800,000. The studio cost us just a little more than $1 million, but it's done. And, you know, an amazing gratitude and thank you to all our listeners for their incredible financial support. We are the first digital station within Pacifica, so I am very proud, and you should be too.
Oh, beautiful.
A quick update on the antenna problems. As you all know, we postponed our May drive, and we started in June. Part of what happened there was that a part of the antenna was burning, and our engineers couldn't figure out why. So we decided to do an infrared pictures of the entire site to see what was going on. Those infrared pictures were completed. I should have the pictures on Monday, and then it will go on the website as well. It will show you where the pipeline in the antenna is burning. And according to our engineers, it's a design problem. So we are looking at going back to the manufacturer and say, you know, they have to correct this problem. We shouldn't be paying for it. As well as the repairs that we've done a couple of months ago. They should really reimburse us for that. It also means that we might go off the air for 1 or 2 days, but we have backup power, so we won't be off the air, but we will be broadcasting at a lower power, of course. But the good thing is that we have backup power since they've rebuilt the antenna set. So that's that. We'll send out the pictures so that people can see what's going on there. That's it on the transmitter site. On the website, the new website is completed, and I'm so thrilled. Some of you have seen it, Madeline, I know you have, and maybe a couple of other people. And it's not so much I'm talking about the features that's there. It will allow every programmer, every department to update their own pages. So, Terry, you won't have to send me emails anymore. You can just update the minutes and whatever you need to do. There's an archive of graphics on the website, so you can actually create your own web design and everything for the LSB. I also recommend that there's one person from every committee that updates their site so that you become completely empowered and you're able to do this on your own. It's really simple. We'll send you user words and passwords out as soon as we can find out who's the people. We'll send Terry the information tomorrow. Training would be available, but there's a really detailed document for people as to how you update, and it's really simple. But there's some amazing things on the site now where once subscriptions gets into it, if you have pledged online, you would be able to track your account and find out where your premium is online. And hopefully the idea is to move the entire account, premium account off KPFK to where people can track their account on the website. The gift shop is up, so people would be able to do the gift shop every day. I mean, there's so many functions on there that it's absolutely just mind-boggling. You have a calendar for the station where if you input the information for the LSB meeting, it will come up on the big calendar. So the calendar would show everything from events, LSB. So there's a lot of things on there, and part this also include that we are able now to actually have 10 different radio channels. That was part of the project. I see Dave smiling there. And that was creating another opportunity for people that don't have a voice of KPFK. You don't have space, somebody else off the air to put someone else on. Now you have an opportunity to stream on the web, not just by sending information to the station, but people would be able to have their own channels where they decide what goes on. And they're sending information to us rather than just us sending information out. The community is just really sending their own stuff in so that we keep the element of free speech alive. So there's a lot on the new website. I know there's some of you that's really into this, and you're welcome to. We can definitely arrange a training for people that want to come in. We're looking at launching the new site on August 9th. So
My birthday.
What a birthday present.
I should have known, a Leo.
Okay. So that's on the website.
Really?
There you go.
Really.
And I'm really, really excited about the site.
It's beautiful.
The job openings that's been posted, development director, news director, operations, morning producer, and webmaster. People can go to the site to get information on the job descriptions. Deadlines are August 30th. And we should talk here about creating search committees for development, news, and what's the other one?
Operations.
Oh, no. Development director and news director.
Production.
Operations. Doesn't fall within the category of management. No.
I don't think we've done search committees for operations.
No. It's only required for management. So it's not even required for news, but I think that news is important enough for us to have a search committee. I strongly recommend small committees because we've experienced a lot of problems with the committees. It's really cumbersome. It's really time-consuming. And keeping it small is going to help all of us move it forward and fill these positions. On another issue on upcoming events, we are doing the free screenings of 9/11 in plain sight as a thank you to the listeners for the $1 million drive. That's why we're doing the free screenings there. And then we have the Hightower events in August, which is three fundraisers. And we definitely need volunteers for this, so, you know, the LSB, including listeners. If you are interested in volunteering at any of the events, please contact Tony at the station at extension 513 or volunteer at KPFK. Also, with the Finance Committee, we chatted briefly about this. It would be really good for the Finance Committee to start working with management on creating fundraisers so that we can start planning for the next 6 months of fundraising events. And on that note, the fundraising meeting, the meeting with the Finance Committee, I thought went very well, even though I had to sit there for 5 hours, but that was okay. The meeting went well, and they'll give a report on that. There's one thing that's not in the report that I do want to address, the issue of fee waivers. You know, 2 years ago, we decided, because there were so many complaints from listeners.
Two-minute warning.
I can't, thank you, Donna. We can't afford to contribute to the station because premiums were $25 and higher. We then came down with premiums as low as $10. I strongly recommend that fee waivers be automatically available to every listener of KPFK that has contributed $10 or less than $25 and a minimum of $10 in the last year. And I also, Mary warned me that that also means that we have to verify that those listeners were not able to work 3 hours in the last year. The only way we can do that from the station point of view is to send out a mailing in the next 2 weeks, but that means that the LSB here today have to make a decision for us to get that mailing out and give people the opportunity to get that mailing back, and it would simply say you qualify for a waiver. If you're not able to do the 3 hours, you know, just have something there. So that's really just my response on that. In terms of confidentiality of this LSB, I think that between management and the LSB, we probably have the best relationships in the network, and I'm sure that all of us want to continue that. It becomes really difficult when the confidentiality is broken on this LSB, because then I don't feel comfortable coming here and feeling that I have the trust of the LSB. So I really want to emphasize that when there's personnel matters, realize that there's legal issues involved, and that I would gladly go into executive session or talk to LSB members. What's important is when an LSB member breached that confidentiality, there has to be consequences for that. And I think that's one issue that the LSB has to deal with. I just want to thank all of you for the work that you're doing. I know it's tough, but we're getting there.
Time.
And it's time, so I don't have anything else to say. I'll take questions.
You can. Well, actually, you can finish that sentence.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, wonderful.
It was perfect.
Okay, now we do need a motion to extend time on this agenda item.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Pardon me? Well, the motion was 5.
I'll take a 10.
Second.
Boy, do you cave in it.
I do.
Okay. The motion is an extension of 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Do we have unanimous consent? Is there any objection?
No.
Seeing unanimous consent, we'll extend for 10 minutes, and let's go to David, and then Israel, and then Cherna.
On the ARGS thing, excuse me, I just want to emphasize that at our audience levels, these numbers jump around a lot. Mark Shove used to argue he had like a 40 or 50% increase in CUME because he referenced it to a very low year. And when I did an analysis and I took a 3-year rolling average over a given quarter, it turned out that his CUMEs, the total listeners, didn't change over the whole time he was there. The other point I want to make about that, that said, I'm certain we have had a huge uptake in listenership. I just, in terms of looking at numbers, comparing one or even two quarters to each other, won't tell you. At our audience level, a couple of different people in the survey can lead to like 10, 20% changes. The other thing is, in some quarters, the Arbitron ratings showed that Hispanic listening went down to zero when we moved to Spanish language programming on Saturday. So that number, they're probably not picking up the Spanish-only population, and possibly not picking up immigrant population. So when you look at those numbers, and I can show you in several quarters, the so-called Hispanic listenership dips during Spanish language programming. So keep that in mind, too.
Thank you.
And the other point is that I think it will be nice for this board to start meeting with management and getting more expensive ARC reports in the future at some point.
And maybe we could alert the Programming Oversight Committee to look at that. Now, just a moment. I'm just going to ask. There's a listener sponsor. What is the issue?
I would like to ask.
No. Excuse me just a moment. I thought it was a logistical issue with the building or something. I will come back to you. Israel.
Yeah. Following up Dave's comment, do you happen to have at this point any comparison between KPFK, let's say, and KCRW, KPCC? If you don't have it now, could that be available when you have the full Arbitrons? Or do you have some idea now?
Okay, respond. Yeah, I'm waiting for National to FedEx it out to me. So as soon as I have it, because they show comparison to all the public radio stations.
Good. You will have that later then, huh?
So we can look at that. Also, Dave, just to say, to some degree, I agree with you. That's why I said you can't completely put the full trust on it. And I do believe that we should do independent surveys, qualitative and quantitative surveys for the station. The other thing is to remember that we don't just look at the one thing. We look at the increase of subscribers, the increase of major donors, the increase of listeners. So there's a whole lot of other data that comes into play that shows us that there's actually an increase.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
No.
Chair recognizes Cherna.
Two things. First, even with all the caveats, I find it very distressing that still the Spanish, that the Latino audience is as low as it is, and I think that this is something that within our mandate of both the IPC and the program committee we have to address. But Eva, what I did want to ask you is about some staff issues. Operations director, does this mean that Nate is leaving? And morning producer, is that an additional morning producer? What is that?
I don't think it's operations director, is it? It's production director. Right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not operations.
I think people are looking at the document.
You mentioned operations in your...
It says operations, but I think it's production, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Actually, I have it in there. It's my apologies... It's production director.
Okay.
So Nathan is not leaving?
No. Not at all.
And is that an additional morning producer?
No, this is what happens, Shana, is that every position here is currently filled by temporary people. So according to the union contract, you have to post it for 30 days, the position, you have to open it up. And then whether you then employ the person that is in the position or another person, you still have to go through this process.
Bill, Chair recognizes Bill.
I wanted to find out if it's appropriate to make a motion here regarding the waivers.
Well, actually, Bill, there is a motion that will be dealt in old business on fee waivers. The chair would prefer to wait until the Radford motion on fee waivers.
I'm going to get there.
Pardon me?
Are we going to get there today?
Well, we've got to move ahead. So basically, the answer to your question is, I think a motion, correct me, experts, if I'm wrong, a motion is in order virtually at any time, but I was hoping that we would deal with fee waivers under the agenda item of Radford's a fee waiver motion, which is before the body.
Leslie, how would you feel if I jumped into something here?
I prefer to put my motion forward if the time is right to do so.
Okay, the chair is going to rule that we will take the rest of the GM report and then we'll move to old business and we'll make a point to get to fee waivers if we can. I'm sorry, what? Wait, I can only hear it one at a time. David is recognized.
You would need a two-thirds approval of the board to change the agenda.
Yeah, that's right. So, but we have approved the fee waiver agenda item already.
It's
down a ways. Yeah, so that was my point. I may have been misunderstood. I'm saying that we have to get the rest of the GM report and then go to the fee waiver. All right, next on the... I'm sorry?
No, wait a second. No. We can't finish the general manager's report and then jump down.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't make myself clear. We have an approved agenda. And fee waivers is on the approved agenda, but Grace is absolutely right. It will have to be taken in the order it was approved by the body. The chair recognizes Donna.
I'd like to make a motion that as soon as we can, maybe the next meeting, we go into executive session. I want to talk about the job openings. There's five. There's too many vacancies. I want to know if these are new positions or replacements. If replacements, why? Were these people terminated? Or did they resign? And if so, why? Those are the what I want to talk about in executive session.
Okay. I'm going to actually...
And I make the motion that we hold executive session to talk about the job openings.
Okay. Now, Donna, may I ask for your indulgence? If you look at the agenda we have approved, do you see... agenda item 6, it says establish an LSB community task force on Tall Howe Men / motions on special meetings. Will you wait, make that motion there? It's it's an agenda item, motion on special meetings, or motion
on... I'm not asking for a special meeting. I'm asking for executive session. Before or after whatever meeting we have.
That's right. But if I... virtually guarantee you that we'll deal with it under agenda item 6. Can we get the rest of the GM report and then deal with it under
Jeff's
agenda
fine,
items?
Fine, and you've got your warning. You've got two more minutes.
Okay. There's one more person. Grace. Oh, excuse me. Before we go to Grace, let's...
I just wanted to respond. I want to clarify. The development director position has been open. The news director position is open. The webmaster position is open. Morning producer and production director are temporary people currently in place.
And I don't think this is a problem discussing this in open session. Anyone who occupies a temporary position is eligible to apply and is an applicant for the permanent. Okay. Grace.
I just wanted to suggest that the Arbitron information be placed on the KPFK website if it hasn't already been.
I would love to, but I don't think that we're legally allowed to.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I have to
copyright infringement.
Because I don't even think I can give it to the LSB according to national office. Dave, do you have any response to that? Because I don't have a problem posting.
Well, they used to present, Matt, they used to present our data in public sessions at the PNG. I don't know. I know that audiographic analyses are somehow copyrighted, but the raw Arbitron data, I don't know what the situation is. So, but I can ask and find out.
Yeah, we can check on it. If we can't, Grace will definitely post it.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. And the chair and the whole board. Oh wait, we still have time. Let's go to Leslie.
You have
like
1 minute.
Just comment on that. If we do post the Arbitrons, that the limits and parameters of the Arbitrons be posted as well, so that we understand exactly the figures we're looking at.
Okay.
I know for the entire board. Thank you very much, Eva, for your reports. There are a lot of very positive things in this report. Thank you. We hope you can stay on for a little while here. I don't know if you can because there are a couple issues that you may be an expert witness on. can you stay for...
Worst case scenario, 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Good. We'll go through there. Before we go ahead, William Miller, who's the interim pastor, I believe, William, aren't you? Yes, my eyes are so bad here. William Miller, he's interim pastor of United Methodist Church here at Echo Park. Thank you very much for your hospitality. Okay, we're moving the agenda, and we're going to go on to agenda item 4. Just for listener sponsors to know, we actually had a very good last meeting in which we passed a process for establishing a community advisory board. Now, we would like to get a report on the implementation of that process and what is the timeline on a CAB actually being formulated. And the final comment I might make is that there is a lot of pressure on the general manager to have a community advisory board in place, functioning, making reports, and so on. So I don't want to put pressure, although I think I am, on the interim. I think there's a nine-member ad hoc committee on community advisory board. Bill, would you are you chairing that?
I'm not, but I'll say we haven't met yet because some of our members have been out of town. So we're going to really push you to have a meeting this week and try to get a meeting.
It's okay. Now let's go to a stack, and the chair will recognize Jane.
Bill, the only thing I don't understand, I need a question. When this was coming up, I had talked to a few people about it, and I've never gotten back to them because I didn't know exactly what the process was. And they probably
we don't have a process, but we're encouraging, like we said at the last meeting, we're encouraging all board members to send us suggestions.
Oh, great. So I can just give you some names.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, people have been doing that. They've been sending us suggestions.
Do we know what the commitment would be? Like when I spoke to some people about serving on it, they want to know what the commitment would be. What is the response for that?
Well, there's a short-term commitment for this one because it is very short-term.
Okay.
But I think we should just probably review that when we all get together. I don't have it in front of me. So.
Okay, I'm actually going to speak. Maybe I'm going to take myself out of the chair and just speak. We have a problem here only around time.
Right.
We are deeply grateful to those who took the initiative to develop a process to create a community advisory board. Here is the problem. In order to qualify for a very large sum of money, the general manager must make a report in mid-September. I believe, correct me, this is one reason I wanted you to stay. In fact, why am I speaking? Why don't I call on the general manager to tell us what is the timeline problem we have around the CAB?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, so turn back to hands
and
of
the
time.
The importance is, one, to get the members elected, and then the CAB would have to do the community
needs assessment.
So that's going to take them some time to do. I think that they allow an extension from about 2 to 3 weeks, because I know last year we had to ask for extension. So worst case scenario would be middle October, but it also takes me 3 weeks to do the report. Don had seen that report and a couple of other people.
It's literally
a 400-500 page document that I have to prepare. And that comes out of all the information that I have to collect from every department, including community needs assessment is crucial to that report. I can't send the report off without that. And also to note, Mary Wells, that's sitting at the back there, I think, Mary, did you design the process around how they did the community needs analysis?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know Mary was one of the people that worked on
Lydia Brasson didn't
Lydia she? Worked on
well,
it. I don't know who else.
We originally did it. We were the only local advisory board to do it, and we did it about 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago, and Mary and I worked on it, and we developed a format for it with other members of the board.
Warning, 2 minutes left.
Okay, I actually have a stack, Sherna and Bill Gallegos, so I'm going to actually respect the stack. Excuse me, did you finish your comments?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. It's just okay. Really cool. So if I can help in any way to move this forward, and maybe some people that did the community needs assessment a few years ago.
Or you should ask
for the extension.
You should definitely ask for the extension.
Okay, Sherna.
Bill, when your group meets, I wonder if you might come up with some kind of promo that very briefly says what it is so that those of us who go on air as well as maybe going on the website and a way to recruit.
And Bill?
Well, what I'm just suggesting is that we should definitely ask for that extension. I mean, we need more time to do this. This is something new for, I think, almost all of the people that are on this committee. And this is where things come to bite us in the ass. I mean, I know we've been agendizing this community advisory board for months and months and months, and we didn't get to it. And I think now it's kind of, you know, it's we got to deal with it. I think we can still meet the deadline if we can get the extension. But we're going to need that. And, you know, right now, you know, we're really forming this committee, and I guess nobody stepped forward to say, I'm going to be the chair of the committee, I'm going to pull it together. But I'm going to see if I can get something convened this week, if at all possible, and then we can just try to move it in there.
And I agree. I will apply for the extension now, early time. But also to say that we are in a fund drive in October, middle October, so I have to get it. Worst case would be I have to get it finished in that first, second week of October, which means I have to have that report in September from the CAB. And again, you know, if I can do anything to help and those people that have worked on the community needs assessment, let's all jump in and do this and get it done.
I'm sorry, but it's time.
Time.
You have only one person left.
We have one person left. The chair would entertain a motion to extend this agenda item 2 minutes.
Five.
Chair would entertain a motion to extend 5 minutes. I cave in easily.
Well, you and I, we're pushing.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Is there unanimous consent? Okay, seeing no objection.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Donna, go ahead.
There's not unanimous consent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
I mean,
okay.
Is there unanimous for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Two.
Okay, there's unanimous for 2 minutes?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, unanimous consent on 2 minutes. Okay, we'll extend for 2 minutes. Chair recognizes David.
So to remind, the process we agreed upon was that committee would bring nominees for it, and the board would vote on it. So we can't have a cab until the board has a board meeting. So I want to raise the issue that we need to schedule a board meeting at which we form that.
And we will do that under agenda item 6.
The other point is that the community needs assessment thing that we did, we took a couple months doing it. The CPB rules don't actually speak to a community needs assessment as a formal process. The original idea was that the CAB would be representative of the interests of the community, and so they could basically say, we say these are the issues. And so as soon as it meets, they don't need to go out and do the survey.
Okay, I see no one else on the stack. Our time has elapsed. I will say that, as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, members of the board can send nominees to you. Is that right?
That's right.
And I have actually been talking to some members of the Central American community, and there are people interested in serving. Okay, we're going to move the agenda. Thank you to that committee. Would you raise your hand if you're on the ad hoc committee for the CAB? We actually empowered the communities of color represented on the board, right, people of color, right, to create the ad hoc committee. But you know what? We never named who those people are. It was a very poor process, not because any of us...
I am a person of color.
Yeah, you are definitely a person of color, so you're on that committee. Now, I don't think people have internalized that they're on that committee. Bill is on it. For instance, who besides Donna and Bill...
Julie.
Margaret.
Margaret, yeah, she's not here. Margaret.
Marie.
Fernando.
Sarah Amir.
Maria Armudian. Sarah Amir. Okay, so.
Nile.
No. It's about 10 people, isn't it?
Okay.
Thank you, Marie.
We numbered 10.
Okay, 10. Okay, we're going to leave this agenda item. But keep in mind that some of you are actually on that committee unless you take yourselves off, and that you should be working with Bill and others to help move this progress forward.
There are only 3 members here today.
Okay.
We're being boycotted.
Is that true?
We're actually being boycotted.
3.
The chair is going to move the agenda. I see 2 cards. I'm going to actually take those 2 cards, but very quickly. Israel?
Very quickly, will there be a posting and notification of the composition and meeting of this committee,
okay,
please, so we'll be advised between our meetings?
Bill, can
time
we
is
do,
so short.
Can we email this to the board announcing that meeting.
Sure.
And I presume that any board member would be welcome at the meeting. Okay, and David.
I regret I didn't do this before. We can't sit through a 3.5-hour meeting without falling apart. I'd like to move that we have 5 minutes breaks at each hour for people to stretch and move, because otherwise people get fuzzy and the meeting falls apart.
I'll second that.
Okay. Yeah, it would take a 2/3. David, just let me ask this question. 5 seems a little long. Could we do 3? Because I don't want people to...
Because it will be 5.
It'll be 5, don't worry.
Okay, it'll be 5. Okay.
No, if you say 3, it'll be 5.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's been moved. Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Short breaks every hour. Discussion. It's actually an alteration of the agenda, so we'll take a 2/3.
Point of order.
Donna.
Did we ever finish number 4?
Number 4.
On the cap?
Yes.
Okay, but we haven't started 5 yet.
No, we haven't. And basically, I'm honoring a motion, hoping it can be resolved very quickly. It's been moved. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Unanimous consent. Oh, here, excuse me, Grace.
No discussion.
Okay. There's unanimous consent. We can bypass question and go to a vote. Those in favor of a 3-minute to 5-minute break every hour, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A couple people out of the room.
Opposed?
On break.
Opposed?
Opposed. 1.
Abstentions?
Abstentions. 1, 2.
You guys don't count. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And I'm assuming the people out of the room are essentially abstaining.
Actually, it's present and voting. I'm going to rule that they're not present and therefore not voting. So the motion passes.
Recording abstentions.
We're going to agenda item 5. Agenda item 5.
Are we going to have 3?
Okay.
We didn't start. We did it today.
Uh-huh. Let's determine the exact time that we take our break. What time is it now? Can we take it at 3 o'clock? Okay, let's take it at 3 o'clock. Okay. The body, I want to just remind the body that agenda item 5 is now 55 minutes because we're taking the 12 minutes of the report from PNB directors. You recall we moved that. So instead of 40 minutes, this agenda item is 55 minutes. And let's move ahead. We'll take our break at 3. The chair recognizes the presenter from Finance and Development Committee.
I think that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. I just passed out a Finance Committee report. People in the audience, if you want copies, I have at least 2 copies here. Please share if there aren't enough. We've met a couple of times with management. The meetings were very productive. We learned a lot of technical issues about the budgeting process. We're required the board is required to approve the budget so that it can be presented to the Pacifica National Board. The manager working with the business manager has come up with a proposed fiscal year 2005 budget, and actually I don't have a copy of that for the whole board. I think at some point we need to send that out to the whole board.
We done.
Yes, we have.
Did you have?
Well, it's been reworked, is my understanding. But anyhow, one of the things that we agreed on was that contingency planning would be part of the budgeting process so that we would have a recommendation of what to do in the event of surplus and what to do in the event of shortfall so that neither of those things comes as a surprise, because obviously we were not going to be dead on. The National Board is meeting on August 23rd and wants to take up the issue of the budget at that time. There were a couple of issues that came up in the course of our discussion about the budget that made us feel that there are a couple line items that might merit further discussion and adjustment.